So what we're going to talk about for just under an hour, we're never going to get through this. So we're talking about the whole truth, client confusion. We're talking about the attorney-client privilege, and we're not even going to get to conflicts of interest. Never mind. Okay, let's start with this, all right? So Crabapple Energy is negotiating a joint venture with Careless Ocean Drilling to develop algetane, the super green fuel of the future, which, as Barrett will attest, when applied topically, cures male pattern baldness. All right? So you know that Crabapple is willing to contribute up to $100 million to the JV's capital, but you really want to impress your client, so you go to the other side and you say, $25 million, best and final offer, period. Okay? So here are your choices. A, yes, it's just posturing, and lawyers lie anyway. B, you've entered into a gray area where it could be puffery or violation of the ethics rules. Or C, you are a bully who needs to learn how to play better with other children. All right, so who says A? B? B's? Bullies? Anybody get bullied? Okay. All right, so Barrett, walk us through the answer here.
All right, so if we start with the rule that that first applies, it's Rule 4.01 under the Texas rules, which says that a lawyer cannot make a false representation or a material omission if the lawyer is required to disclose. So here I would say if we just look at the rule, 4.01A, I think, makes it look like the lawyer could be in a bit of a gray area. But if we go to the comment to 4.01, which is on the next slide.
Yes.
We'll see that under the rules, under the comments to the rules, there's two kinds of statements that can never be a material fact.